సహనావవతు సహనౌ భునక్తు సహ వీర్యం కరవావహై తేజస్వినామధీతమస్తు మా విద్విషావహై. ఓం శాంతి శాంతి శాంతి.
పేజ్ నెంబర్ 609, సిక్స్త్ చాప్టర్, ఫస్ట్ బ్రాహ్మణం, 14th మంత్ర, 5th లైన్.
తస్యో మే కిమన్నం కిం వాసయితి యదిదం కించ శభ్య ఆక్రిమిభ్యం ఆ కీట పతంగేభ్యః తత్తేన్నం ఆపో వాసయితి నః వా అస్య అనన్నం జగ్ధం భవతి నానన్నం పరిగృహీతం నానన్నం పరిగృహీయమేతత్ అనస్యాన్నం వేద తద్విద్వాంసః శ్రోత్రియాః అశిష్యంత ఆచామంతి అసిత్వాచామంతి ఏతమేవ తదేతం అనగ్నం కుర్వంతః మన్యంతే.
ఇన్ దిస్ ప్రాణ రూపేణ హిరణ్యగర్భ ఉపాసన ఆర్ ప్రాణ ఉపాసన, ప్రాణ ఈజ్ గ్లోరిఫైడ్ విత్ 7 వర్చ్యూస్. ఆల్ అదర్ సెన్స్ ఆర్గాన్స్ రికగ్నైజ్డ్ దేర్ గ్రేట్నెస్ ఈజ్ బికాస్ ఆఫ్ ప్రాణ అలోన్. ఆల్ అదర్ సెన్స్ ఆర్గాన్స్ ఫైనలీ రికగ్నైజ్డ్ their function of seeing, hearing, eating, tasting, all these because of prana alone. Every organ has gone out for 1 year, that we should not take literally. No organ can go outside the body, but here only to show the significance of upasana. Just the story part is introduced. So therefore, in many places Upanishad talks about story part. We should not dwell upon the story part too much. If we focus our mind on story part, we are missing the purport of the Upanishad. The main teaching we will miss. Therefore, we have to focus on what exact teaching the Upanishad want to convey. That only we have to focus. Probing into the nuances of the story, how it happened, how Nachiketa went to Yamaloka, people go on inquiring what we are going to get by that inquiry. How Krishna taught Bhagavad Gita to Arjuna in the battlefield. They never think about nasato vidyate bhavaha. Karmanye vadhikaraha. Those slokas people are not able to think over. They are all immature people. Those who argue in the story part, with regard to story part, they argue and they discuss. They want to know more about story. They are not fit for Vedantic study. they are not fit for Vedantic study. They do not know how to study Vedanta and Artha. A real Vedantic student ignore the story part. At the same time, he never looked down upon the story part, useless. A mature Vedantic student is one who derive the essence of that story. Why Upanishad is teaching this story? So that he draws that attention towards the exact meaning of that story. What it wants to convey. So therefore, like these stories, whenever comes in Upanishad, let us focus on the subject, exact subject, what Upanishad want to convey. Similarly, here also, whole thing is figurative, arthavada. When sense organs recognized their greatness is prana's greatness, then prana asked, then what you are going to offer to me? Tell, what is my annam? What is my vastram? Like that prana asks. Before explaining about this, few more points. One word I want to give that grammar derivation, 12th mantra, 9, 10, 11, 12, all these mantras, one word comes, proshya, proshyagatyo vacha, and is there. Every place, every sense organ went out and came back. Proshyagatyo vacha. The last class I forgot to tell. Proshya is an indeclinable word. Pra plus vas dhatu. Avyayam. Proshya means having gone and came back. Pravasam krutva anartha. Proshya means pra plus vas dhatu. Very difficult to find out. Proshya is an indeclinable word. It came in four, five mantras it came. Therefore, I want to just give for grammar students sake I am giving. It is labantam. We call it as labantam. Now, look into this mantra. Then these pranas enumerate the food of that the sense organs enumerate the food of that prana. They say, kimannam, when the prana asks, kim vasaha iti, yadidam kincha shvabhyaha, kita, patanga, whatever food is taken by all other pranis, that food is your food, they said. And what is the dress? Before eating food, they do achamanam. After completing the food also, they do again amruta abhidhanam, they call it as. Before food, if you take, this is that is called amruta upasechanam. Amruta upasechanam. After food, if they take amruta abhidhanam, that is the vastram for prana. And this shrotriyas, vidvamsas, wise people think we are not keeping the prana naked. This is like serves as a vastram. They consider like that. And what is the phalam of this upasana? The upasaka has to meditate upon Hiranyagarbha by seeing the prana, invoking prana, looking at prana as Hiranyagarbha with these virtues. Prana has got these virtues. Whoever consider this, what? Jalam is vasaha, vasahana vastram. And food is the prana. All jiva's food is the food of prana. Whoever consider like this and do upasana. Bhavanaya, with this bhavana attitude. What is that phalam that upasaka gets, prana upasaka gets? No? That phalam is given. He can eat any food. There is no food forbidden for him. For such an upasaka, there is no restriction. He should not eat this, he should not eat this. He can eat any food. And whatever he eats, it will not harm him. whatever food he consumes, it will not harm him. That's what Upanishad says. Here we should not extend this. This is also Arthavada. He can eat everything, means all pranis food he can eat. There are pranis, animals, birds, insects, they eat so many things. Parakkarade, nadakkarade, ellame saapidum adu ellame. Human being is not supposed to eat all those things. Not only that, more harmful if he eats. So we should not take literally in that. అది కూడా అర్థవాదంద. హీ కెన్ ఈట్ ఎనీథింగ్ మీన్స్ వాట్ ఫర్ హిమ్ దెర్ ఇస్ నో రిస్ట్రిక్షన్, బట్ శిష్టాచార ఈజ్ కంపల్సరీ ఫర్ ఎవ్రీ వన్. ఇట్ ఈస్ ఓన్లీ స్తుతి అర్థం, స్తుతి, దట్స్ ఆల్. జ్ఞాతయామం గతరసం పూతి పర్యుషితం చయత్ ఉచ్చిష్టమపిచామేథ్యం భోజనం తామస ప్రియం అన్నారు. స్టేల్ ఫుడ్, స్టోర్డ్ ఫుడ్, that food which is giving bad smell, foul food, you should not eat. Parvala na prana upasana pandra, I can eat anything anna avadella panna kodada anna. And people should not take it as an advantage, so I am doing prana upasana because I can eat anything anna adiyum panna kodada, only stuti anna. That's why people, certain quotations they take wrongly and interpret, and they get into trouble. Therefore, in Swamiji quotes, especially in Bhajagovindam, Bhogaratova, Yogaratova, Bhogaratova, Sangaratova, Sangavihina, and the sloka, many people wrongly interpret, and wrongly they take into their life. So, a sannyasi, a Vedantin can be ఎనీవే ఈ కెన్ వాట్ ఎవర్ వే హీ వాంట్స్ హీ కెన్ డూ. యోగరతోవా భోగరతోవా, యోగియావం ఇరుకలాం భోగియావం ఇరుకలాం అప్పుడు ఇలా ఇరకూడదు. దేర్ఫోర్ ఆచార్య వాంట్స్ ది ఆల్ పీపుల్ అవర్ ఆచార్యాస్ ఆల్ ఆఫ్ దెమ్ దే ఆల్వేస్ లుక్ ఇన్ టు దిస్ శిష్టాచార, వెరీ వెరీ ఇంపార్టెంట్ వీ హ్యావ్ టు నోట్ అన్నారు. These are the points I have not given. That's why last class I am giving these points extra. Bhagavad Gita also Krishna gives. Sayatha vartamanopi sayogi mai vartate. Sayatha vartamanopi. Whatever way he lives, he is always in me. In Bhagavad Gita, Krishna said. సయథా వర్తమానోపి సయోగీమై వర్తతే. అవును, ఎప్పుడైనా ఇరకటం, బట్ హీజ్ ఆల్వేస్ ఇన్ మీ అన్న. దిస్ ఆల్సో, దిస్ లైన్ ఆల్సో పీపుల్ మిస్ఇంటర్ప్రెట్. దే టేక్ ఇట్ యాజ్ అన్ అడ్వాంటేజ్, ఫర్ దేర్ అడ్వాంటేజ్. బట్ ఇట్ ఇస్ నాట్ లైక్ దట్. ఎవ్రీ వేదాంతిక్ స్టూడెంట్, ఎవ్రీ శిష్టాచార, ద డిసిప్లిన్ ఈజ్ మస్ట్. వితౌట్ డిసిప్లిన్, ఫుడ్ డిసిప్లిన్ ఎస్పెషల్లీ, Vedantic student has to follow food discipline very strictly. No? Otherwise, why Krishna has to talk in 17th chapter, Sattvic food? So therefore, we should not, after eating, taking, sannyasa, after getting jnanam, after studying this much Vedanta, why you are so particular? No? People say, why you are so particular? Why you are so particular in drinking coffee? Why you are so particular in drinking tea and all? They can be particular when a person, a sannyasi like, choose certain things, they point out. So, adhikani bayapadindi sannyasi illa enna pannuva? Ayyo, namma ella keka koodadhu. Avangala edhu kudutha, adhu saapidalaavunna. Shastra never accept that, no. Ivula choice, ivula choosy and all. Appadi illa, not for choosy, no. That is dosham, actually. Ashastra vihitam nar. It is prohibited by Shastra, we should not eat. That's all. So, those are all points you have to derive from this story. We should not extend anywhere. These are the extra points I would like to tell you. through this story we have to learn. So these are the benefits by prana upasana. With this prana upasana over, now we will enter into the next section, second section. Here only prana agni pancha agni vidya comes. We saw in the Chandogya Upanishad same pancha agni vidya is going to come. Now we'll read the first mantra.
Shvetaketurhava aruneyah. Panchalanam Parishadam Ajagam Ajagamam Parishadam Ajagam Sa Ajagamam Jaibalim Pravahanam Paricharayamanam Tamudikshabhyuvadam Kumara iti Sabho iti Pratisrushrava Anushishtonvasi pitreti Shishtonvasi pitreti Omiti hovacham.
Again story. Shvetaketuhu Aruneyahana. By name Shvetaketu, a student. Student means the one who has completed the Gurukula Vasa from his father. He completed the Gurukula Vasa means he did all his studies, Vedas and Angas, all those he has completed. Another name is called Aruneyaha, Shvetaketu. Maybe the same Chandogya Upanishad Shvetaketu, solla mudiyadu, theriyadu. Maybe Shvetaketu, Aruneyaha means Arunasya Pautram anartham. Arunasya Putraha Arunihi, son of Aruni is called Aruneyaha. So that means grandson of Aruni. Aruni, Aruni's son Aruni, Aruni's son Aruneyaha. Aruni, Aruni, Aruneyaha. Aruni. So Aruneyaha. This boy, Panchalanam Parishadam Ajagama. He heard that there is the assembly, no? Vidvas sadas like Parishadam. He heard where in the Panchala, Panchalanam, no? Panchala Desham. Maybe Draupadi's native place. No? Panchali. No? Draupadi's name is called Panchali because she born there only. In the Panchala Desha, in that assembly, Parishad means assembly. No? He went there. Saha Ajagama, where he went, he approached Jaibalim Pravahanam. He approached a Raja. After studying from his father, he wanted to show his knowledge, scholarship to all people. He approached, he went to this Raja. This Jaibali Pravahanaha is a Raja, Kshatriya. This Brahmana went to show his knowledge, scholarship to this Raja. Jeevalasya Putraha, Jeevalihi, in Atham. Jeevalim is a Dvitiya Ekavachanam. His original name is Pravahanaha. Appa name is Jeevali. Therefore, he is known as Jeevali, in Atham. Pravahanaha. Pravahanam, also Dvitiya Ekavachanam. Jaivalim Pravahanam. He went to that Raja, who is Shvetaketu. What that Raja doing in? Raja is not doing it. Many servants are serving him. Parichara, పరిచారయమాణం అన్నారు. మెనీ సర్వెంట్స్, రాజా ఈజ్ సర్వెంట్స్, దే ఆర్ ఆల్ సర్వింగ్ హిమ్, దే ఆర్ డూయింగ్ సర్వీస్ టు హిమ్. అట్ దట్ టైమ్ హీ ది శ్వేతకేతు వెంట్ టు దట్ రాజా. తమ్ ఉదీక్ష్యం అభ్యువాద అన్నారు. తమ్ ఉదీక్ష, హ్యావింగ్ సీన్ దిస్ శ్వేతకేతు, దిస్ రాజా ప్రవాహణ జైవలి, హీ విష్డ్ దట్ బాయ్. అభ్యువాద అన్నారు. వా హౌ హీ విష్డ్ దట్ బాయ్ ఇన్ కుమారా ఇది, కుమారా అన్నారు. ఇది వెరీ యంగ్, వెరీ యంగ్, ఆఫ్టర్ ఫినిషింగ్ కాలేజ్ స్టూడెంట్ మాదిరి ఇన్ను యంగ్. దోజ్ డేస్ 6 ఇయర్స్కి గురుకులం పైన, 6 ఇయర్స్ ఇఫ్ దే స్టడీ బై 13-14 ఇయర్స్ ఈ మైట్ హ్యావ్ గాన్ దేర్ టు దట్ రాజా. దట్స్ వే కుమారా అని అర్థం. లెస్ దాన్ 15 ఇయర్స్, కుమారా ఇది. అండ్ నెంబర్ 3 ఈజ్ దేర్, కుమారా ఇది అన్న. దట్ ఇండికేట్స్ దిస్ రాజా ఈజ్ సెన్షూరింగ్ దట్ బాయ్. ఏదో కిండల్ పడిన మాదిరి. నమ్మ కూడా వీటిలో కొంచెం దీర్ఘమా పేసాం పారంగో, సర్కాస్టికల్ ఎప్పుడు పేసంబోదు కొంచెం దీర్ఘమా కొంచెం స్లాండ్ చేంజ్ పండి పేసాం. అది మాదిరి కుమారా ఇది అన్న మాదిరి పేసా. ఇవన్న ఎన్న పండ్రా ఇంత పైన కూడా సభో ఇది. హీ ఆల్సో అడ్రెస్సింగ్ లైక్ దాట్ ఓన్లీ. వై దిస్ టైప్ ఆఫ్ ఇన్ ద నెంబర్ 3 ఎందుకు హాయింగ్ ఉందన్న, శంకరాచార్య రైట్స్ దిస్ ప్రవాహణ జైవలి సా దిస్ బాయ్ ఇస్ విత్ అరగెంట్, వెరీ అరగెంట్. హీ హెర్డ్, ఈవెన్ వరతకు ఉన్నాడు, ఐ హెర్డ్ అబౌట్ దిస్ బాయ్ ఈజ్ బికాస్ ఆఫ్ లాట్ ఆఫ్, కొంచెం వేదాంతం పడిచాలే, వేదాంతమే ఇల్లే, కొంచెం స్క్రిప్చర్స్ ఎలా పడిచాలే పీపుల్ బికమ్ లిటిల్ కొంచెం అరగెన్స్ వందడం వరకూడదు. ద వన్ హూ స్టడీ ప్రాపర్లీ దే వోంట్ గెట్, దే వోంట్ స్టడీ ప్రాపర్లీ దే విల్ గెట్ అరగెన్స్ డెఫినెట్లీ. ఇరుక్కిన సభ్యత కూడా పోయడం, ఇరుక్కిన మేనర్స్ పోయడం కొంచెం వాటి, అండ్ దే ఎవ్రీథింగ్ దే జస్టిఫై, అది రొమ్మ డేంజరస్. ఓ హాఫ్ నాలెడ్జ్ ఈజ్ మోర్ డేంజరస్ అని అదిదాం. సో దిస్ బాయ్ హెస్ గాట్ సో మచ్ అరగెన్స్ దట్ రాజా నోస్. సో హీ వాంట్ టు టీచ్ ఎ లెసన్ టు దిస్ శ్వేతకేతు. దిస్ రాజా వాంట్ టు టీచ్ ఎ లెసన్ టు దిస్ శ్వేతకేతు. దిస్ ఇస్ నాట్ ప్రాపర్ ఎంటర్టైనింగ్ దట్ అరగెన్స్ వెన్ యూ హ్యావ్ దిస్ స్క్రిప్చరల్ నాలెడ్జ్, ఇట్ ఈస్ మోర్ డేంజరస్. Therefore, the Kshatriya Raja want to teach a lesson to him. That's why he addressed it like that. This boy says, Sabho Itina. A Brahmana is not supposed to address a Kshatriya Raja like that in respective manner. Brahmana, Pandita is superior than Kshatriya. According to Dharma Shastra, when he is addressing, the Raja is addressing, this boy should maintain his status as a Pandita scholar, not knowing that Dharma Shastra properly. In front of Kshatriya, you should not address in return as a slave. So bho iti anya, saha bho iti anya. He is also in return, he is not knowing that properly manners and all. And Kshatriya is always one step down. Brahmana is always one step high, according to Dharma Shastra. Ucha Brahmana na guna Brahmana panditaha. Veda adhyana panna Brahmana always, you should know his status. Kshatriyas were also respecting like that only. Brahmanas are also maintaining their status. But this boy do not know that he is addressing that Raja, not knowing his status. Appave and the Raja ka anumana vandad, even sariya padikila ane. Therefore, he asks this boy, what? Pratishushrava. He gave answer in return like that. Then Raja asking, Anushishtaha anu asi pitreti. You have you studied from your father completely? Have you learned from your father completely? Anushishtaha asi. From your father, pitra, pitreti. He asked like that. What his boy said, Om iti ho vacha. Yes, I have completed my study fully. I have done thorough study. And he gave answer. Now this Raja That means what? I have studied and I am ready to answer to your questions, any question you can ask. Another important point here we have to note, Kshatriya is not supposed to teach a Brahmana. Kshatriya can learn, but Kshatriya should not teach. Brahmana can learn, Brahmana can teach, according to Dharma Shastra. Pathanam, Pathanam can be done only by Brahmana. Kshatriya can do only Pathanam, not Pathanam. Then the Kshatriya, now Pravahana Jaivali, is in trouble. I am not supposed to teach a Brahmana. This boy is a Brahmana, he is coming here. No? He is in front of Kshatriya. Later he is going to ask many questions. He do not know those questions. The story and all going to come later. Before that story is going to come, he is asking 5 questions, Pravahana Jaivali, to test this boy's knowledge, how much he knows, how much he has learned from his father. What are those questions? 5 questions comes in that second mantra. We will read that mantra. All those 5 questions are coming. This boy says, I don't know, I don't know, I don't know. For every question.
Vitha yathema prajaham. Prayatyo vipratipadyanta iti. Vipratipadyanta iti neti hovacham. Vetho yathemam lokam. Punarapadyanta iti. Neti haivo vacham. Vetho yathasau lokaham. Evam bahubhihim. Punah punaham. Prayadbhihim. Na sampuryata iti. Neti haivo vacham. Vetho yatithyam. Ahutyam hutayam. Apaha purushaham. Vacho bhutvam. Samuthayam. Vadanti iti. Neti haivo vacham. Vetho devayanasya vam. Pataha pratipadam. Pitruyanasya vam. Yat krutva devayanam va panthanam. Yat krutva devayanam va pratipadyante. Pitruyanam va. Apihi na rishirvachaham. Shrutam. Dveshruti ashrunavam. Pitrunam. Aham devanam. Uta martyanam. Tabhyamidam. Vishvam. Yejat sameti. Yadantara pitaram. Mataram cha. Nahamata ekanchana. Vedeti hovacha.
Vetha yatha imaha prajaha prayatya viprati padyantaha. First question.
నేతిహో వాచన్.
ఐ డు నాట్ నో ద ఆన్సర్ బై శ్వేతకేతు. వాట్ ఆర్ దోస్ క్వశ్చన్స్? ఫస్ట్ క్వశ్చన్ ఈజ్, డు యు నో ద various routes or various paths traveled by the jiva after death? Margantara maranantara gatihina, do you know various types of paths of this jivas they travel after death? Gati means the root. Prajaha, prayatyaha means having after death. Dying, vipratipadyantaha means various ways these jivas are traveling. Do you know that? For that, Shvetaketu answers, I do not know. Na iti ha uvacha. Then second question, యథా ఇమం లోకం పునరాపద్యంత ఇతి. డు యు నో హౌ దీస్ జీవాస్ కమ్ బ్యాక్? వాట్ ఈస్ ద ప్రొసీజర్ ఆర్ ప్రాసెస్ దే కమ్ బ్యాక్ అగైన్ టు దిస్ అర్త్, టేక్ అనదర్ జన్మ? డు యు నో హౌ దే దోస్ జీవాస్ కమ్ బ్యాక్? ఫర్ దట్ ఆల్సో శ్వేతకేతు సేస్, నేతి హో వాచ, ఐ డు నాట్ నో. నర్ వేత్థ ఇస్ ఆల్సో ఏ విద్ ధాతు. లెట్ టూ రూపమ్స్ ఆర్ దేర్ ఫర్ విద్ ధాతు, వేత్తి విత్త విదంతి వన్ ఫార్మ్, దెన్ దిస్ వేత్థ ఈజ్ అనదర్ ఫార్మ్. వేద వేదతు విదు వేత్థ వేద విదహ, లైక్ దట్ ఇట్ కమ్స్, వేదతు విదు. So Vetha is also a second form, Madhyama Purusha Ekavachanam. Vetho is there, you have to take it as Vetha. Do you know? Anartham. Yatha asau lokaha evam bahuvihi punaha punaha prayadvihi na sampuryata. This is the third question. From Yatha asau lokaha onwards is the question. Do you know Vetha and onwards the question up to Iti. Third question is, how come the higher lokas are not filling when these many people are dying and going there? How they are not filling, you know? They are not becoming sampuryatan. Even they are dying and going, many people are going there after death there. But lot of space is there, you full aaga matengirade, what is the reason? Do you know that? He asked, how come the higher lokas are not overpopulated? Why not floating so much? Overfloating is population is not there. What is the reason? That for that voice is, I do not know. Then fourth question, Vetha యతిథ్యాం ఆహుత్యాం హుతాయాం ఆపహా పురుషో వాచ భూత్వా సముత్థాయ వదంతి ఇతి. దిస్ ఇస్ ద ఫోర్త్ క్వశ్చన్. క్వశ్చన్ ఈజ్ వెరీ వెరీ కాంప్లికేటెడ్, యునో. సో సింపుల్ వన్ సెంటెన్స్ యూ కెన్ పుట్, హౌ డు జీవాస్ కమ్ టు దిస్ వరల్డ్ ఆఫ్టర్ హౌ మెనీ స్టేజెస్ coming to this manushya janma again? A jiva after death, again before going to take the body, how many stages he has to undergo? When he takes that jala roopam, and from jala roopam he enters into manushya roopam, a manushya who can speak, you know, that's what he is asking. In human beings only can speak. That's why a manushya, when this jiva will take a manushya janma, which manushya is able to speak? Because of that jalam, no, water. That's why your vag indriyam, no, is always jalatattvam. No. Jalatattvam. No. That he says here. You see that question. Yatithyam ahutayaha hutaya means because of which oblations. The jiva has to go into one fire. And first fire he has to ripen there. He has to become qualified for the second fire. Do you remember Chandogya Upanishad? Same thing, only repetition. Okay, I am not giving more elaboration, that's why. So third fire, again the jiva will get more fructification. Again fourth fire, then fifth fire. Like that, five fires he has to, like furnace madri, one or furnace. Everybody in the gold, raw material, gold, one more furnace le podva, to get no it shining madri. Similarly, this jiva to take human body again, which jivas will speak. No other jiva can speak. No, only human being. What are the oblations? In which oblation this jiva undergone? Do you know those stages? For that also Shweta Ketu says, no, I don't know. Then he comes to the fifth question. Vetha, do you know devayanasya va pathaha pratipadam pitriyanasya va yatkritva devayanam va panthanam pratipadyante pitriyanam va. Nalla full one question. This boy is already standing on the toes. Enakku theriyatha question ella kekkrane. Oru kelvi kuda enakku therinjathu kekkakoodadhu. So many years I have studied from my father. So much disappointment, you know. Disappointment, at least one question of the five questions, lo one question. Objective type of questions. How do you feel, no? When they give five questions, if you do not know answer, I would really crying only, no? Tears will come. We know we are going to fail, definitely. When you are not able to answer even five questions, single one question also, how can you get mark, no? Big zero will come, no? Like that, this boy is so restless, no? No? Fifth question also, he says, I do not know. What is the question, no? The question, what are the sadhanas to go to Devayanam, Shuklagati, Pitriyanam and Krishnagati? By performing what karmas they go to, first you tell me the what is the root of Devayanam. You have to describe the root. That also we saw in Chandogya Upanishad. Devayanam root and Pitriyanam root. You have to tell me. To travel in that route, what are the karmas they have to perform? You have to tell me that also. And these are all questions he has asked. He says, sir, I do not know. Pratipadyante, they will reach those lokas. He said, I do not know all these. Then this Raja himself says, no, kekala, unakku theriyumana kekala. Having asked five questions, he is telling, rishis also say like this only. All rishis say what? He is quoting a mantra. Then only the whole question will be completed, fifth question. Rishis say that, that's why I am asking you. Otherwise, how do I know? The Pravahana Jeevali says, rishis are also talking about this Devayanam, Pitriyanam, what are the karmas, by which karma performance they go there. Rishis talk about this. What they talk? Dvesriti Ashrunvam. I heard from the rishis. When the rishis were talking, I heard Dvesriti, there are two paths. Pitrunam Aham Devanam Uta Martyanam. For these mortals, Martyana means for these mortals. This Manushya Loka ke enna peru theriyumo? Martya Lokam. A world of mortals in artha. Mortals anna mrutyu irukkanum mortal in artha. Those who are having mortality, they are called mortals. The world of mortals. We are all mortals. And we have to recognize we are immortal. அதுக்கு தான் இந்த வேதாந்தம் கிளாஸ். ஐ ஆம் மோர்ட்டல், ஐ ஆம் மோர்ட்டல்னா ஃபியர், இன்செக்யூரிட்டி. ஐ ஆம் நாட் மோர்ட்டல், ஐ ஆம் இம்மோர்ட்டல். ந மிருத்யுர் ந சங்கான். Therefore, மர்த்தியானாம் ஈதர் தேவயானம் அது பித்ருயானம். ஃபார் தீஸ் பீப்புள் தேர் ஆர் டூ ஆர் தேர் தாப்யாம் இதம் விஸ்வம் ஏஜத்து சமேதி என்னர். People go travel through these paths தாப்யாம் விஸ்வம் ஏஜத்து சமேதி என்னர். The entire humanity will have to travel either this one route or other. There is no other way. Krishnagati or Shuklagati. Devayanam, Shuklagati. Or Pitriyanam, Krishnagati. Edo oru route la ponu. Indha rendu route illamana vere route kuda irukke innu. Nariya irukka route. Idella those who perform rituals, Pitriyanam, Kevala karma, whoever perform. Those who perform karma plus upasana, upasana, karma samuchaya panna, devalokam. இதெல்லாம் நமக்கு தெரியும், சுவேதகேதுக்கு தெரியல. நம்ம கேட்டு சொல்லியிருப்போம் இல்லையா? ஸோ கேவல கர்மா டேக்ஸ் யூ ஒன்லி ஸ்வர்கலோகா, உபாசனா சகித கர்மா டேக்ஸ் பிரம்மலோகா. த லோகாஸ் ஆர் தேர், ஸ்வர்கா அண்ட் பிரம்மலோகா. ரூட் இஸ் வாட்? கிருஷ்ணகதி, சுக்லகதி. கிருஷ்ணகதி கால் பித்ருயானம், சுக்லகதி கால் தேவயானம். ஸோ தேர்ஃபோர் these are all very important. They decide the next manusha janma. Panchagni vidya talks about the next birth decided. Designed by what? No? By this karma. This karma decides next birth. Your travel decides next birth. So all these are very important, one has to know. For jnani is agati, namakku gati kadiyadu. அதோ கதியும் கிடையாது. நோ கிருஷ்ணகதி, நோ சுக்லகதி, நோ அகத், நோ அதோகதி. பட் வி ஆர் ஆல் ஹேவிங் அகதி. நோ ரூட் வரஸ், நோ நீட் டு ட்ராவல். பண்ணது போதும் ட்ராவல். ஐ ஆம் ட்ராவல்லெஸ் ஆத்மஸ்வரூபம். இன் மீ ஆல் ஜீவாஸ் ஆர் ட்ராவலிங் என்ன. இன் மீ ஆல் ஜீவாஸ் ஆர் ட்ராவலிங் என்ன. லைக் தட் வேதாந்திக் ஸ்டூடெண்ட் ரெக்கக்னைஸ், டிஸ்கவர். When and after decades, doesn't matter, one can recognize, discover. Yadam tara pitaram mataram cha. So this is the intermediary. Yadam tara pitaram mataram. Heaven is the, that higher loka, heaven is the pitaram, prithvi is the mataram. Yadam tara na in between na artha. So, in between, these people who are all traveling from earth to heaven, again from heaven to earth, in between, between father and mother, who are they? Father and mother, earth and heaven, where all and where now? On earth. If we don't get jnana, where we go? If nalla karma panna heaven ku povom, upasana pannina brahma logathi povom. That is called pitaram. This is called earth. This yadantara, this entire manushya loka, in between bhumi and swarga loka, whatever is there, martya loka, mataram iti. This is prithvi is mataram and dyuloka is swarga loka is pitaram. Ithu peru adukku. These are all said by the rishis. Do you know that? No. நா அஹம் அத்தா ஏகஞ்சனா. ஐ டு நாட் நோ ஈவன் சிங்கிள் க்வெஸ்சன். ஐ கேன் நாட் ஆன்சர் யூ என்னார். வேத இதி உவாச்ச. ந வேத, அந்த ந ஃபர்ஸ்ட் ஃப்ரண்ட்ல இருக்கு. அத்தா அஹம் ஏகஞ்சனா வேத. அமாங் தீஸ் க்வெஸ்சன்ஸ் ஐ டு நாட் நோ ஈவன் சிங்கிள் க்வெஸ்சனுக்கு ஆன்சர் தெரியாது. ஹி செட் லைக் தட். Na is there, nahamata irukku. Na, you have to join to veda iti. Na veda iti ha uvacha. Then the Raja said, you go and take rest. I reserved a guest house for you. Go and take rest. Tomorrow we will see. Not you will see. We will meet tomorrow. All the way this boy came here to show his scholarship. He is tired of listening all questions. So go and take rest. And he offered a guest house for that boy. What this boy said is already angry. He didn't say anything. He rushed to his father. He didn't took that in the guest house. He didn't stay there. That comes in the next. And he comes and rushed to his father and shouted at his father, "You said you taught everything to me. What you taught?" Then father asked, "Why you are angry? What happened?" No. Then he says, "What is everything happened?" He says, then father, what he says, we'll see in the third mantra. Now, we'll read.
Yathainam vasati upamantrayan chakrem anadritya vasati kumaraha pradududravam Pradududrava sa ajagama pitaram ma pitaram tam hovacha iti vavakila ano bhavan purano shishtana vocham iti shishtana vocham iti katham sumedha iti Panchama Prashnan Rajanya Bandhura Prakshit Tato Naikanchana Vedeti Katamita Iti Imam Itiha Pratikan Itaiha Pratikan Udajaharam.
This is fully dialogue between father and son. Atha enam vasati upamantra yan chakre anadritya vasati kumaraha pradududrava. So he ran back to his father. Pradududrava means drava means he ran, flew back to his father. How anadritya vasati, not taking that that Raja's all those things, whatever he has offered, everything he just denied, and he came back to his father. Upamantrayam chakre means whatever is offered by that Raja, without taking, without receiving them, this boy came back to his father. Saha ajagama pitaram. Again he approached his father. Having come to his father, he said, Tamho vacha. He said to his father. Iti. What he said? Iti va kila. Naha bhavan puranu shishta avochatana. Purana Shishtan Avocha Itinar. So this is much only our study. You said Iti Kila Naha Bhava. Naha means this is our teaching. The teaching is over, you said. This much alone is the teaching. There is nothing more to learn. Pura means previously you said this Anushishtan Avocha Itinar. See, whatever I taught, oh my dear son, the entire learning is this much alone. This is what you said to me, no? He is asking like that, his father. What his father said, that word he is repeating to his father. Ivada padipu, over. Ani chonniliyo? Kekara. Ani chonniliyo? Iti. Then father asking, Katham sumedhaiti? Why are you sad? You are looking so grieving. Mukham pes apdi irukke. What happened to you? Why are you upset? Sumedha means not Medha Sakti. Sumedha means why are you upset? Iti. Then he said, the son says, Panchama Prashnan Raja Bandhun Aprakshit. That Raja. Who is that Raja? Raja Bandhun. Namke Vasti Raja is not real Raja in Artham. Raja Bandhun, who is not a real Kshatriya. Brahmana Bandhu also is not a real Brahmana, na Brahmana Bandhu in Artham. Raja Bandhu, na, who is not real Raja, but showing as a Raja. Show Raja and Mata. Showing as a Raja is not at all Raja. Kindle Pandra and the Raja. And the Raja Bandhu irkanilio, that Raja asked me 5 questions. Aprakshit, he asked me. Tataha, na ekanchena veda iti. Among those 5 questions, and one question ka answer theriyala. Na ekanchena iti yana. Then father asked, what are those questions? Tell me. What he asked. What he asked. Then he repeated all those 5 questions. Imam itiha pratikan. Just on the first question, on the mother layer, chulita, short, and the brief, in the question, keta. Pude nama kodanda vandhi, parishayilu veetukku vandhi. அப்பா கேட்ட சண்டை போடுவா. நீ இதெல்லாம் எனக்கு சொல்லி கொடுக்கலையே, இந்த கொஸ்டின் எல்லாம் கேட்டானே. அது மாதிரி இந்த பையன் வந்து அப்பா கிட்ட கேட்கறா, நீ எல்லாம் சொல்லலையே, இந்த மாதிரி கொஸ்டின் எல்லாம் கேட்டானேன்னு. இப்போ மாத்திரம் என்ன ஆச்சு, எனக்கு என்ன தெரியுமோ அதான் சொன்னேன், எனக்கும் தெரியாதுன்னு சொல்லிட்டார் அப்பா. நெக்ஸ்ட் மந்த்ரால ஹீஸ் கோயிங் டு சே, ஐ டூ டூ நாட் நோ தோஸ் கொஸ்டின்ஸ், லெட் அஸ் போத் ஆஃப் அஸ் கோ டு தட் ராஜா, ரெண்டு பேருமே படிக்கலாமே. That's what he says in the next mantra. That is the background just I am giving. We'll read that mantra later. What is going to happen? This father, Aruni, says, oh my dear son, if I know, I would have taught to you. Adhima Shweta Ketu, Appa Ketar Illya. Have you asked the teacher about for self-knowledge in the 6th chapter? Have you asked your teacher for self-knowledge? What is self-knowledge? If my teacher knows, he would have taught to me. If he knows, my teacher knows, he would have taught to me. If he knows, he would have taught to me. That's the same thing. What my father knows, he must taught to me fully. Why you didn't? Teach that, and he is asking. So how honest father has to say, I too do not know. If I know, I would have given to you full that also 5 questions answer. Enake theriyadhu enna. Appo that Raja only knows, Kshatriyas only come to know about all this. They learn from Devas. Actually, his father also says, let us go both of us. What is wrong? We'll go and learn from them. Then Raja is going to say, how can I teach you, you are Brahmanas? I should not teach. Then first when he goes, father, in the payan pomata, first of all, na varamata nee po, nee poi kathukona, na varamata enna. Appa father only goes with humility, he goes. Lot of humility. So that learning, that urge should be there. This through this story what we have to learn. Adhida cholra ipo. ஸ்டோரி முடிச்சிட்டோன்னு வாட் வி ஹாவ் டு லேர்ன் என்ன, ஃபர்ஸ்ட் ஆஃப் ஆல் திஸ் ஸ்வேதகேது இஸ் நாட் ஹேவிங் ஹியூமிலிட்டி இன்னர். வென் ஹியூமிலிட்டி இஸ் நாட் தேர், ஹீ இஸ் நாட் டிசர்வ் டு கெட் நாலெட்ஜ். தேர்ஃபோர் வி ஹாவ் டு ஆஸ்க் த டீச்சர், ஐ வாண்ட் திஸ், ப்ளீஸ் டீச் மீ இன்னர். த ஹியூமிலிட்டி இருக்கணும். தட் ஹியூமிலிட்டி இஸ் நாட் தேர். When father came with humility, that Raja says, what boon you want, please ask me. Just he offers a boon. Because the Kshatriya Dharma is that when a Pandita comes, a scholarly person comes, he has to offer certain boons. When he offered a boon, then you want money, you want horses, you want elephants, and he asked. See, this Aruni says, I have horses, I have elephants, I have everything. But what questions you have asked my son, give the answer to that question. Then he says, no, I cannot give to you. You have to do Sishyarikam. You have to become a Sishya. The one who become a Sishya only, the teaching should be given. Unless you become a Sishya in your attitude, I am your disciple. I am so and so Guru's disciple. And manasrum unakku varala anna, and the teaching varave varadu Guru lande. So that is why many people listen Shastra, but they never get Jnana. In wholeheartedly, with open-mindedness, they never ask, I am your disciple, please teach me. Ninga open ad vaai therandu kekalanna, and the Guru chonnalum kuda ungalku Brahma Jnanam varave varadu. It is sampradayam, adi paddhati, that is the rule. Therefore, this Raja Pravahana Jevali says, if you want that knowledge, you have to become my disciple. How a Brahmana can become disciple to a Kshatriya? Therefore, I have to think over. Then this Brahmana is so restless, Aruni, because he wants to learn. Real urge is there, thirst is there. He is begging. You are a great Raja. Once you are famous for Dhanam and all, you said you want to give a boon to me. And Dhanam kudukare and the boon and chunan and the varan tare and chunan. But it surely kudukam irka kudad. But you end up under the kuditha ahaname. What a value circle over a story. Appo Raja says, okay, you should not sit as a Sishya in front of me. At least verbally you say, Anna. Verbally you say, because it is a dosha. That's why even Brahmanas, Dronacharya learnt archery. But he should not fight. Brahmana can teach archery, but he should not fight in the battlefield. He can teach Gada Yuddham, but he should not hold the Gada in the battlefield. Brahmana. Like that, a Kshatriya is not supposed to teach. What to do now? What he does, that we'll see later in the next class. See, these are all the values we have to derive from the mantra's story part. First. So that story part is going to come later. Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamevavasishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi Harihi Om Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Harihi Om.